anchor.fm. This podcast will be brought to you by anchor.fm.
Thanks for tuning in to the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Jones.
Well, hi there, my beauty beauties. Welcome to the One Talk Show and the One Talk Show Tarot that streams on YouTube and Facebook. Also, check me out on Instagram, you guys. Okay, listen. So this morning, okay. Oh, so many wonderful things are happening, you all. So many. Basically, what's happening is I am back. Now, I know you guys might be like, back? Where'd you go? You went on another trip, Juanita? Yes, I was tripping out on my own self. Shit, and I have returned from that vacation. Backstory, quickly. I've always lived, like, my mom was a very, very, well, she is, she's not dead or nothing. she was a very, in my youth, very, very neat person. I think she's Gemini. I think in another life, she was an interior designer. I mean, high end or something like that, or an architect or something, because girlfriend got a gift, okay? And I had to give her a shout out because she gave it to me for sure. I learned it from her, and I'm sure she learned it from her mom and her mom and so on and so on. But basically, there are types of women in the world, okay? I'm not going to go through all the types. I'm just going to go through the type I'm talking about. These type of women are the women that can make something from nothing. They're alchemists, okay? These magician women, these divine feminines that hone in their magician and their alchemy, what they do is they're able to create an environment that is lush with high vibrational energy, okay? I know that I've evolved because I love how I feel right now, you guys. It has been a while, and I had to go through. That's why I'm telling you this is a twin flame journey debunking. You guys have been privy to all my emotional highs and lows and ins and out with this twin flame journey. And basically, I know some people might look at it like, oh, the twin flame journey. Oh, that's just, you know, a person talking about their relationship with somebody else. That's their twin. That's a soulmate. That's in the on the Olympics type level of track. No, it's not that. And what I mean by that is I've always stated that this journey that we're on, the twin flame journey, is likened unto track and field. Okay. Soulmates are high school track. Divine soulmate counterparts is college track. Twin flame journey soulmate, that's the Olympics. Okay. So that's how I describe it, so people can understand just the levels of what happens. And now I'm not even like I had held Empress status for a long time. I mean, a long time. And through this journey, I mean, I was a queen back when I was in high school. You feel me? Like, hey, queen, hey, diva. Okay. Then I evolved as I grew in knowledge and confidence and ability and skill set. I evolved to the Empress. Since going through the twin flame journey and continuing to ascend, I have evolved to the High Priestess. Okay. And basically, the High Priestess only goes on her intuition. That's it. She don't give a fuck what it look like. She don't give a fuck what you say. She don't give a fuck what you doing. She's going on her divine orders. Period. Okay? Nothing can shake that. All right? The High Priestess, I heard a reader one time, one of my favorite readers I like to listen to. I heard her. She said something like, damn, when the High Priestess shows up in the reading, it's like, this bitch is like, you got to sit there. Like, she's going to keep her hand right there on the car for 12 hours. She ain't got to pee. She ain't got to blink. She's there. Concentrate. So it's basically like I took that as an unmovable force, an unmovable, unshakable force, baby. And a knowing. Yes, y'all can hear it. I'm super high and I got to calm down because if I start, if I keep speaking at this level, I'm going to be hoarse and my voice is completely going to go out. It was at 5:05 just now. So basically, let me just calm down. So basically, you know, evolving to the high priestess status has just forced me to hone in on my intuition, my intuitive positioning on a subject, on a thing, and not be wavered by it, not be swayed. Mm-mm. So I woke up this morning with intention on my mind, on my heart. Intention, your intentions, your what you're putting out into the universe, what you are boomeranging into the stratosphere, that's going to, of course, come back to you. And in the twin flame journey, like, you know, you guys just do the pods, just listen to them. I've walked away. I walked away, and when I say walked away, I don't mean I got out of it, like I stopped believing in the higher power, or I stopped being on my journey to ascension. No, I mean I walked away from the 3D, which is the mortal walk, which is the earth ethereal plane, okay? I walked away from the 3D connection with my twin, which means that I have accepted the true purpose of the twin flame journey, which is all about self, okay? It's all about self. It's all about understanding who you are in this mortal walk. It's all about how the spirit guides. Now, some people call it the Holy Spirit. Some people call it angels. Some people call it ancestors. It doesn't fucking matter what you call it. It's all the same thing, okay? When you evolve, you will know this. You will understand this. That's why I don't engage with religious individuals on these topics. I don't waste any of my energy on talking to a low vibrational spirit, okay, that is only here to cause discourse. I don't engage with those types anymore. I just watch him. I just put my intention on him and I'm out. Because I'm powerful. Very powerful. And like I've said since I was in my tweens, I know I'm powerful. I use my power for good, not evil. Didn't even know what the fuck I was saying. Okay? For real, didn't know what I was saying. But I knew what I was saying. You understand what I mean? So, understand what I mean, Mark? Remember that commercial? So, anyway, so when you think about your intentions, when you think about what you put out, what comes out of your mouth, what comes out of your heart, what comes through your mind, what comes through your sacral chakra, what comes through your heart chakra, what comes out of your throat chakra, what's permeating in your solar plexus chakra, what's sitting in your root chakra. Okay, when you understand these things, when you know that it all plays a true part in what comes to you, you'll grow the fuck up. You'll grow up. You'll stop whining and moping in the have-nots, would-haves, coulda-shouldas, if I only had-haves. No, you will finally accept yourself in its totality. You'll accept that you are part water, part muscle, part fat, part air, oxygen. Okay? Part hormone. You'll accept that all these different parts of you make up the whole. Same thing with your spiritual man. Your spiritual man is not limited to, oh, I'm just going to do A, B, C, D, because within this religious construct that I've been brainwashed under, that's all that's required of me. Even the Bible says, seek to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Meaning, you have truth within you. The God that is in you is a direct descendant of the source, honey. So when you put your intentions out there, when you say, I'm going to give you a good example. Okay. In my popularity coming up, right, I have a few fans. Now, there's a difference from subscribers, people who are like-minded, interested, followers, well-wishers, laymen, practitioners, and fans. Now, a fan really does not contribute to the product. They just consume it. Okay? So I have a few fans that have found me, and they are, you know, they follow me on all my platforms, and I have a couple of men that, and I use the word couple, you know, few, several, a lot, that, I mean, literally message me every fucking day, every day, all day, several times during the day, sending me emojis, sending me hearts, telling me they love me. I'm like, okay, back at you in the universe, that is. So, now, maybe let's just talk 3D bullshit for a second, okay? Men and women, relationships, couples, and I'll say divine feminine and divine masculine. If you're in a same-sex relationship, that's what you on. Just put the energies where they go. Like I've always said, it doesn't matter if you decided that you want to be in a same-sex relationship. Guess what? One of y'all is more masculine, and one of y'all is embodying the feminine side. So that's what I'm talking about, the energy, okay? It's the feminine and the masculine energy. I will always speak that way because it's yin and yang. That's how it is. You cannot take that shit away. So, Sadi. So, in the masculine and feminine energies, all right, and in coupling, right, you have to understand that what you put out there is what you're going to get back. Period. I'm not going to elaborate in this pod on that. But intentions come from your sacral chakra. They start in your root chakra. They work their way all the way up to your solar plexus, to your crown chakra. Okay? Your intention. So, I encourage you all to put out positive intentions. Put out what you really want. Now, if you every day say to someone, okay, let's say you're not in communication with your twin flame or your divine counterpart or your divine masculine or divine feminine, or your white witch, or your spiritual leader, whatever, whoever it is that you're in love with. Let's say you're not in communication in the 3D, in the mortal walk, okay? But you feel this person, I mean, you know, you have to have some type of communication. You can't just go cold turkey, nobody talking to nobody. That's not a relationship, sweetie. That's why I keep telling people, like, listen, I know a lot of people want to say the twin flame journey is this, that, and the third, whatever. Okay. However, let's just keep this 100, all right? If you like someone and you're talking to them and you guys all of a sudden stop talking. You try to get in touch with them. They still won't talk to you. Eventually, you'll move on. That's just human nature. Okay, let's not make this no big ass spiritual understanding of something. Look, that's just common damn sense, okay? You are not going to sit around waiting for somebody who's showing you no affection, no attention, no nothing. They're gone. They done changed their number. They done moved away. They done, you know, you don't talk to them. That's not a twin flame, sweethearts. That's not a relationship, okay? Your twin flame, you are in contact with this person. Somehow they got a hold on you or you got a hold on them somehow, some way. Okay? And that shit gets stronger by the day. It gets stronger by the day. The more you try to pull away, oh, it's weird. It's like when you try to pull away, like, oh, that's it. I'm not dealing with you anymore. I'm not even going to receive your calls. I'm not going to accept it in your 5D messaging or your none of it. It literally rips your soul. It does. It rips your soul. That's why people feel so defeated. They feel so like, oh, I'm gonna be in this damn shit forever. I can't get away from him. Nah. You'll be able to get away. It's not that you're trying to get away. It's that you're just trying to deal. You're trying to figure a way to balance what you're not getting with what you're getting. You're trying to figure a way to align your positivity with the physicalities around you. Okay? And being in a position to appreciate the fact that life has given you an opportunity to be your best self, to focus on loving yourself and using everything that, you know, is within your power to guide yourself and to develop into the you that you want. Okay? So, I'm going to play a song at the end of this podcast today because what I've discovered is there's no more... When you're dealing with people who are on this journey, you're dealing with a person who's in the collective, who has learned some of the tools, learned some of the tricks. Then what you understand, what you realize is that everything that you already believed everything that you know to be true, everything that is important to you is exactly what you need. I'm sorry, you guys. Y'all know how it gets. I get get a little distracted. There's children around.
Somebody left his mac and cheese out.
And, you know, I'm walking through my house and getting things together. And y'all know how it is when you got little munchkins around doing shit. So I'm lighting my sage. And basically what happens is life, it puts us in a position where, you know, you have to decide what you're going to do, how you're going to live your life, right? And if all that you're about is just lip service, like, is that all that you're about? Lip service. You know what I mean? It's like, and so you find yourself in a positioning of, you find yourself like, if all you're going to do, all right, is just hem and haw, whine and cry about, what didn't go right in your life, or what should have happened, or right, and you never do anything about it to change it. Like, if every day all you do is, okay, let's say you want to rekindle your love, okay, but all you're doing is just saying, I sure would like to rekindle my love, I sure would like that. Oh, well, but you do nothing to rekindle your love. You do nothing to oh, they better be glad that I just see, this is what I'm talking about. This is why I like to do my podcast sometimes. Hidden in my room in the office somewhere, because as soon as I surface, right, and I start engaging with life, it's like, because I'm an activist in my community, especially right here by my house. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And when I see things happening, I'm not the type of person that can just watch something happen and just be like, oh, okay, whatever. That's them. That ain't me. No. I get involved because that's just who I am. So I just saw some people, you know, dropping their trash. I mean, literally throwing their trash out of their truck window, you know, onto the sidewalk. Like, this is the earth is your trash can. Okay. Oh, that really gets me every time. That gets me every time. And they're lucky because, you know, I went to the front and I couldn't go outside because I'm not properly attired to do so. I'll just say it like that. But that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to go outside real quick and let them have it. Let them fucking have it. But anyway, let me finish up this pod so that I could go do that. Get myself together so I could be the me I am. And I left all that trash right there. I saw them literally dump it out their truck and put it right there on the sidewalk. I mean, it's like bottles and paper and all kinds of stuff. I'm going to go over there and get it in a second, but let me finish up this pot. That's the other thing. Life is like, it's full of cause and effect. If you only put out intentions, you're not going to get anything. And then if you only, it's like, if you only say, oh, I want this relationship to grow, I want this to develop, but you never call the person, you never talk about significant things, you never show any effort to amend the situation or fix whatever is amiss between you, all it is just a bunch of, oh, I should call so-and-so, or I sure miss such-and-such. Oh, well, I miss him. I miss him so much. It's like, okay. Well, are you going to do anything about it? I mean, you just going to miss the person? You ain't going to... Oh, okay, well, hey, that's all that'll be doing then. All that will be happening is you will just be missing this person. You will continue to just miss this person. Okay, that's all it's going to be. A bunch of, oh, I miss you. Okay, well, what you're going to feel continuously is that longing, that missing, that loss, that disconnect. Okay, that's all. So I decided that as the high priestess, I understand that I'm able to to put this in a context where it makes sense, okay, means that basically what I'm trying to tell you is, sorry guys, I really do apologize. That's why, see, being a mama is just too much. Okay, in the summertime. So, put that lid back in there, please. Basically, if you want something, you can't just sit around saying, oh, I sure would like that. I sure would like that. I sure would like that. You have to also do something about that. You have to be proactive in the regard to where you make moves on acquiring that. You get it. You put your intentions, you marry your intentions to your actions. That's where we're getting with this, okay? Faith without works is null and void, is dead. It's not gonna happen. So you can set a goal, okay, and you can say, I'm gonna lose 10 pounds, but then you keep eating cakes and snacks and you're not exercising, you're not doing your squats or nothing. How you think you're going to lose that 10 pounds? Just because you keep saying, oh, I want to. Nah. At some point, you're going to have to get your little fatty, fatty, waddy self up and do some crutches, right? Right. And I say fatty, waddy because I'm right there. I am a fatty, waddy right now. I need to get this gut going, okay? So I don't have no problem speaking about it. So basically, you want to put your intentions in a place where, you know, especially in this twin flame journey, we have a lot of couples who are longing for union. They're longing to reconcile. They're longing to reconnect. They're longing to, put things in a perspective to where the pain is gone, the pain has subsided, where, hey, we can get along, we can start working towards our future, we can start working towards what's important to us and what we really want, okay? That is not going to happen with just wishing upon a star. Wishing. I really like that person. But then every day, everything you do further pushes that person away. Everything you do. What do you think is going to happen? I mean, it's not rocket science. It's elementary. If you continue to push some one away by ignoring them or by not showing them the kind of love, affection, devotion that they are asking for or need or desire. You're not giving the kind of connection that that is going to nurture the relationship into a place of growth and development. You're not doing anything towards ratifying the situation. Like, all you doing is saying, oh, well, I wish that would get better. Oh, okay. So those individuals, I'm sorry to tell you, but it's not going to get better that way. If anything, it's going to get worse. That type of behavior is definitely going to continue to propel the relationship downward. Oh, definitely. It's going to continue to spiral the situation into nothingness. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. And individuals like myself who have decided that this is not a game for us, this is our life, this is who we are, and we've evolved to this position of wonderfulness, and we don't want to go back. We don't want to go back to how it was before we evolved, before we ascended, before we went on the twin flame journey. We don't want to go back to how it was before. We don't, because we like where we've grown. We like what has happened. We like that. We like it, and we just want to continue to grow and learn and develop. And we don't want anything taking us off of our journey. Period. So, for those who may be experiencing situations where, you know, your twin flame has deserted you, and you feel as though, that's it. It's not. You can wait till you're done eating, sweetie. It's not going anywhere. Then I encourage you to. The magician has come up in a lot of the twin flame readings of late. Okay, and that is just alchemy. It's like, if you want what you want for your life can be yours, you must not only set the intentions for it, but you literally have to do something to get it going. You have to do something. So, this pod this morning is to encourage the divine masculines who feel like they don't want to lose their divine feminine. They really don't know how to get her back either, but it's what they need. It's what they want. I encourage you to make a move. Stand in your truth. Stand in your power. Because the only way to really secure a real love that's like pure, you have to be pure. I'm sorry. Okay? If you're not pure, if your intentions aren't pure, you're not going to be able to attract that purity to your life. All right? So I encourage you all to allow the alchemist within you to come forward. And for my divine feminines who are walking away or who have walked away or who have disconnected or who are trying to disconnect from their twin flame counterpart, because it just feels so wrong. It feels so bad. It's just not something that you want for yourself. Or if you had younger children or you had children who were trying to you have younger children who are trying to develop and grow and become something, okay, then they will be looking at you as if, well, you're my example, so how am I going to, you know, what am I supposed to do if I'm looking at you and all you're doing is accepting the trauma, the bullshit, the worry, the stress, and that's going to be their example. But if you stand up, you get your environment right, you get your mind right, because part of getting your mind right is getting your environment right. You got to organize your life, you know what I'm saying? If you need to dust off your shelves, get you some of that orange glow, spray on that little terra cloth rag, and wipe up, honey. Wipe up, clean up, get a fresh smell up in your house. Get some bleach and scrub the back of your toilet. Hello. Somebody needed to hear that. Okay, the back of the toilet. The part where don't nobody see, get down on your knees and get your arm back there and bleach that out back there, okay? Clean it up real good. You know what I'm saying? Clean it up. Clean it up. And you'll feel better and you'll start to be clear-minded and then you can see and think, and trust me, things are going to get way better for you. Trust me. I always say that in the twin flame journey, you may not end up with your twin flame. If you end up with your twin flame, that's like bonus, right? That's like a power couple. That's like, woo! I'm supposed to do some major work, right? That's what that is, okay? But the universe is not going to leave you without your desire. So if you desire devotion and love and a divine counterpart that is equal to you, that feeds your soul, that nurtures you, it's coming. It's coming, my darlings. It's coming to you. It really, for a lot of us, it's upon us. It's about your intention, okay? It's upon us because we've been working towards this goal. We've been working on ourselves. We've been working on what we desire. We've been working on what we need for our life, right? And so the universe has said, all right, I see you. I see you working. I see you putting in the work. I see you putting the effort and the energy. And guess what? I am going to reward you with the benefits, the fruits of your labor. I'm going to reward you with that because I see you. I see your struggle. I see your work. I see you being consistent. I see you trying. Now, there are some people out there who think that they can keep doing the same old, and get different results. We call that insanity. You're not going to be able to keep doing the same thing that you've been doing, thinking that you're going to be a better person. It's not going to work. You got to change up your shit. You got to do what's better. You got to do what's right. You got to do what's going to get you what you really want. Stop doing these little tiny things just to inchworm your way through life. Stop inchworming your way through life. Take some bold Naomi Campbell strides down that runway of life, honey. Let's get right. Let's get right. Let's get right not only with our divine counterparts, but let's get right with ourselves, okay? Let's get right. All right? Stop faking. Stop faking. Stop taking the easy way out. Stop doing shit that you've always done, thinking that you're going to get a better result this time. Stop putting in stop putting ingredients that makes a mud pie, okay? Thinking that you're going to get a chocolate cake. Because you're not. You're going to get a mud pie. Okay? So with that said, I want to encourage all my divines, feminine, masculine, my white witches, my counterparts, my practitioners, my lay people, the preachers preaching to the preachers, all y'all, my beauty beauties, all my beauty beauties. And that's why I call you guys that, my beauty beauties, because you're beautiful to me. Your soul is so beautiful to me that that's all I could call you, a beauty beauty, okay? And you are so loved, all right? A lot of us are going through things, but let me tell you something. You move through those things as the alchemist, baby. You move through those things as the magician. The magician uses everything. The magician uses wands, pentacles, swords, cups, okay? The divine. The magician uses everything to become to make what is not is. The magician is the alchemist. And the magician card has been coming up in a lot of the divine readings of late in the collective, okay? And you got to pay attention. Pay attention. The universe is calling us all to be alchemists in our own lives. Do what it is. Empty that litter, please, sweetie. Do what it is that you need to do to get your life right with yourself. And everything else will fall in place. Trust me. If you have a business idea, shout out to Marky L. Jones. Wait a minute. My little boo-boo. Hey. Yes. Okay, look. I was just about to say, if you have a business idea or you are talented and through the years you've helped people with their stuff and you've helped people figure out ways to grow and get into the know and be their best selves, right? Your time is coming. Your time is coming. The universe is calling us all to be alchemists in our own life. Those things that you have been given to do, those things that you know are your purpose, okay? The whole thing, Zori, dump the whole thing. Take it outside, dump the whole thing. That's your purpose, okay? Honey, you need to do that. And I'm so excited and so thrilled to see everyone living in their purpose, okay? Life is full of seasons and journeys and things of that nature. And you need to use a bag. Put that in a white bag. Things of that nature, okay? So shout out to everyone living in their purpose, good, bad, or indifferent. Everyone doing what they feel they are called to do. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. So check my Facebook, you guys. I have a link over there. I have a post regarding an event for my boy Markiel. Yes, the salon. So I'm definitely going to be there. Hopefully I don't forget because I am such a scatterbrain. But and it's in August. So yes, support, support, support. I love it. I friggin' love it. All right. Be you, do you, live your best life, and don't let nobody else tell you that you can't be who you want to be and have what you want to have. Put your intentions out there. Make sure they're pure and right. Make sure that you tie that back. Make sure that they're pure and right. Make sure you understand that everything that is upon you is for you. Okay. And if it's not for you, you figure out why it's upon you. And use it to get what you want, okay? Use it to get what you want, to get what you need, all right? So with that said, I wish you all love and light. For my twin flames out there, I am going to hit you with this wonderful little song I came across yesterday, and I'm sure that it's going to bless you as it has blessed me. I wish you love and light, and until next time, I'll see you in the funny papers, aka the internet.
I say you leave to go where, say you never leave, and don't care who you think you for. I'm a good nigga, the suicide you call. You need a new trigger. How you gon' floss? How you gon' be on fleek? You gotta find a real boss if you gon' replace me, yeah. Gonna be a loss. Just wait and see. Go run them streets and get your ass back here right where you're supposed to be. I can't. act like you don't know.
That's Tank. Sex, love, and pain, too. Not him, not them, nobody. Love you guys to life. See you in the funny papers.
The One Talk Show will be right back, and don't go anywhere.
Thank you for stopping by the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. This has been a twin flame journey debunking. Please stop by our other platforms, Spotify.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Also, check us out on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel and many, many others. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, y'all know the drill. Please like, share, and subscribe. Again, stay in your higher self. Know that good things will come to you. Manifest them. Don't worry when the bad things happen. It is a learning lesson. And as always, you are a part of the One Talk Show family for as long as you like to be one. And we will always wish you love and light and see you in the funny papers. Bye!